any given weekend, Kansas City, Missouri's Midtown venues host the city's biggest music scene. But lots of music lovers get left out of the fun. Like bands that have members under 21, those that don't want to be a part of the bar scene, or those that are just too weird. That's why in 2011, a handful of artists and musicians started Focal in Kansas City, Kansas. They wanted to provide a non-commercial stage away from the bars. Next weekend, Focal will host its biggest annual event, a weekend-long experimental music showcase. Alex Smith reports.
The Focal Music Venue is nothing if not humble. It's located in the dark, cool basement of a former grocery store in Strawberry Hill. Focal also used to occupy the main floor, but it recently moved all operations downstairs. Inside, the stone walls are covered with elaborate graffiti pieces, and against the south wall, there's a wooden stage about 2 feet high off the ground. There's no bar, no big sound system, no stage lights, and as Focal organizer Martin Swank explains, it makes no money.
This is a money-losing project, for sure.
For Martin Swank and co-founders Allie Mason and Craig DeMoss, Focal began as a labor of love about 2 years ago, and it's remained so ever since. Shortly after moving in to live on the second floor of the KCK building in 2011, Swank and his roommates decided to rent more of the building to use as an art gallery. But the gallery soon morphed into an all-ages, alcohol-free stage for punk and other offbeat bands. Focal wanted to fill the void left by the closing of similar underground venues like the Studded Bird and the Firehouse. Martin Swank says Focal was also inspired by the do-it-yourself approach to music of his teenage years.
You go to shows growing up that are almost in houses or in basements similar to this. There's no door guy harassing people, and it's just a really comfortable place to be. And we wanted to provide that in the neighborhood that we lived.
Last year, two of Focal's regular performers decided they wanted something more than a one-night gig. Dietrich Moore of Monta at Odds and Justin Wright of Expo 70 wanted to bring together their friends and favorite experimental bands for something like a mini Woodstock with 3 days of peace and droning vintage synthesizers. Moore explains that the result was the first annual Psych Fest.
We intentionally picked bands and picked a location and picked an atmosphere that you really have to want to come be part of it. It's not like you're at a bar next door and you just happen to hear this thing going on and you come over. So everybody who came here made the trek to get over here to KCK and had the purpose of, I want to see something interesting and I want to experience something unusual.
Moore says this year's festival will be even bigger, with 21 bands in two different venues, Focal and HQ, which is also in KCK. In addition to music, the festival will include light and projection art. But while the organizers look forward to an expanded festival, they're committed to a non-commercial, sponsor-free event.
We all have day jobs, so I think if this was something where, you know, our lives depended upon it, then we would approach it differently, but this gives us the freedom to kind of choose really what we want to hear, what we want to do, and who we want sponsoring and not sponsoring, and just frees us up to really just do it exactly how we want to do it and have fun with it.
Both Kansas natives, Moore and Swank, also hope PsychFest will draw attention to a commonly ignored part of the city. Morgan says the low cost of living has attracted lots of artists and musicians to the area in recent years, but most audiences still seem to overlook KCK and Wyandotte County.
As a dot, as we call ourselves, there's always motivation for us, you know, within the neighborhood to try to show the good side and the benefits and the neighborhood that a lot of people pass over as they're just sort of driving by on I-70. And I think there's a lot of great people, a lot of diversity. So, yeah, anytime I can promote the inner city of Kansas City, Kansas, and to show it's vibrant and it's up and coming and people are excited to be here, that's sort of one of my personal missions.
In addition to Monta at Odds and Expo 70, the lineup will include touring bands and local groups like Metatone, Conquerors, and Umberto. PsychFest 2013 will take place Friday and Saturday. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.
And we're going out today listening to Closet by Expo 70. We also heard music in Alex's story from other PsychFest bands, including Snake Island, Bloodbirds, Gemini Revolution, Your Reflection, Monta at Odds, and Karma Vision.